With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There have been new Russian attacks on Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Russia has launched 120 missiles and 90 drones in a large-scale attack across Ukraine, targeting its energy infrastructure. Zelensky also said that Russia deployed various types of drones, including Shahids, cruise, and ballistic missiles. He said Ukrainian defenses shot down 140 air targets. Russian strikes have hammered Ukraine's power generation capacity, prompting repeated emergency power shutdowns and nationwide rolling blackouts. The combined drone and missile attack was said to be the most powerful in 3 months. I'm Karen Shamas.
The main spokesman for Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorist group has been killed in the first Israeli airstrike on central Beirut in more than a month. An official with the terrorist group confirmed Mohammed Afif's death. Also at SRNNews.com, in an interview, House Speaker Mike Johnson is asked if he'll help President-elect Donald Trump get his nominees approved by using a rule on recess appointments. And Johnson says the voters have already spoken about Trump's decisions.
They have sent the message that America First policies should be the rule of the day. So the persons that the president is choosing will help with that agenda. They will take their leadership in these agencies and they will reform them as the people expect and demand. So we'll evaluate all that at the appropriate time and we'll make the appropriate decision. There may be a function for that and we'll have to see how it plays out.
House Speaker Johnson appearing on Fox News Sunday. In consumer news, an outbreak of E. coli has infected dozens of people who ate bagged organic carrots. One person died from the infection. The CDC says 39 people were infected. The carrots sold by Gramway Farms. That company has recalled the carrots. This is SRN News. A new look at giving from the Barna Group.
The poll reveals that the most generous Americans are the oldest Americans. When asked if they give money to their local church or other charity, 72% of the oldest citizens say yes. 64% of baby boomers do too, as do 58% of Generation X. However, younger cohorts are less generous, although that could be a function of the fact they simply don't have as much money as their parents or their grandparents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Among several blocks of religious voters, Donald Trump fared roughly as well in his battle with Kamala Harris as he did in his fight with Joe Biden 4 years ago. One notable difference, though, he did better this year among Catholic voters, according to AP VoteCast. In 2020, the Catholic electorate, one of the biggest religious blocs in the nation, almost evenly split. This year, 54% of Catholic voters supported Mr. Trump. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on Donald Trump's pick for White House press secretary.
The young woman who served as Donald Trump's campaign press secretary has been named as his spokeswoman when he becomes president again. Caroline Leavitt will be the next White House press secretary and the youngest person ever to hold the job. Trump has called Leavitt smart, tough, and a highly effective communicator, and she has nothing but praise for him, too.
As a mother myself, as a young woman who works for President Trump, I know that he cares deeply about this country and he wants to uphold that American dream.
Leavitt, a New Hampshire native, is viewed as a camera-ready advocate who's already been aggressively defending Trump in televised appearances. She worked in the White House press office during Trump's first term in office. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.